George Logdon here, and it's good to be back with you again for another trawl through my archives and another opportunity for me to remind myself what I actually have. Well, tonight's programme concentrates on just one instrument, and one which I always felt was one of the country's finest and which I played regularly for 13 or 14 years during the time it was installed in the BBC Playhouse Studios in Manchester. And of course, many of you will now realise that I'm talking about the superb Wurlitzer, which before its Manchester days sang away for about 35 years in Blackpool's Empress Ballroom in the Winter Gardens complex. Now, as many people will remember, 10 of its 13 ranks of pipes started life as the original Tower Ballroom organ installed in 1929. So let's get the music underway at that particular venue. After such people as Max Bruce and James Hodgetts, it was of course the one and only Reginald Dixon who made a success of playing the Wurlitzer for dancing. And here's one of his famous 78s recorded during that early period, Crazy People. Crazy People from Reginald Dixon at the original Tower Ballroom organ of 2 manuals and 10 ranks of pipes. Well, Reg eventually realised that this organ was rather underpowered for the job it had to do, so he drew up the specification for a new Wurlitzer, which he opened at Easter 1935, and which, of course, is the one which is still going strong to this day. Well, it was at this point that the original Wurlitzer was moved to the Empress Ballroom and given 3 extra ranks of pipes to make it more or less the same size as the new Tower organ. Now, of course, Reginald Dixon played the Empress organ on numerous occasions, most notably for a couple of years following the fire which severely damaged the Tower Ballroom in December 1956. While the restoration of the ballroom took place, Reg's regular broadcasts came either from the Opera House Wurlitzer, also still going strong in the Winter Gardens, or the Empress Ballroom. And here's the final part of one of those programmes with Reg at the Empress Wurlitzer. ¶¶
recorded program, Reginald Dixon was playing the organ of the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool. He's now appearing, of course, at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool.
Reginald Dixon at the Empress Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer in the late 1950s. Now, of course, the man who had become most closely associated with this instrument during the previous 20 years was Horace Finch, who had a huge following of his own. He had an incredible playing technique, and bearing in mind the cathedral-like acoustics of the Empress Ballroom, and the fact that the sound from the organ chambers disappeared over the organist's head and came back to him once it had rolled around the ballroom, the speed at which Horace performed some items was quite amazing. Well, he broadcast regularly from the Empress, and here's an extract from one of those programmes. It begins with his signature tune on the Prom Prom Promenade, followed by a selection of Scottish tunes called Thistle Land. Now, this live broadcast took place in front of what sounds like a very large audience, containing plenty of visitors from north of the border, as you'll be able to tell from the occasional noises signifying their approval at the inclusion of this item. Thank you. Horace Finch, in fine form at the Empress Ballroom Blackpool, were it's just over 60 years ago, in July 1958. And it was such a tragedy that an accident in 1962, which damaged one of his fingers, led Horace to make the decision that he would never play in public again, even though there was a large body of opinion which felt that he could still do more with 9 fingers than many organists could with 10. Well, after Horace's enforced retirement, someone who was already on the Tower Company musical staff list became a regular performer at the console of the Empress Wurlitzer, that fine musician Ernest Broadbent. Here he is with a couple of well-known pieces from Bizet's opera Carmen. Now, as I've mentioned before, the quality of some of my archive recordings isn't as good as one might like, but I hope you'll agree that it's worth putting up with that occasionally to hear examples of excellent playing like this. Music from Carmen and from Ernest Broadbent at the Empress Wurlitzer. Well, following the Tower Company's decision to part with the organ, it was a delightful surprise when it was announced by Robin Richmond that the BBC had bought the Empress Wurlitzer to become the third BBC theatre organ. It was opened in the Playhouse Theatre Studios in the Hume District of Manchester in November 1970, and inevitably Ernest was one of the four organists who performed on that occasion, starting off, as you might expect, with his signature tune, For You. Ernest Broadbent helping to reopen the instrument he knew so well after its arrival in Manchester. Well, during the afternoon, Robin Richmond had a chat to Ernest and also to one of the other guests who we'll be hearing from very shortly.
Well, now, Ernest, how do you think of the organ now that has been transplanted, as it were?
Well, Robin, I'm very agreeably surprised. I think it sounds very, very well. The action is much easier to play, and I'm delighted with it.
When you say it sounds well, may I say that the playing has a lot to do with it,
thank
Mr. Broadbent. The Empress organ has quite a checkered history, hasn't it? Because it was actually born in 1929, opened June the 3rd, I believe, by Max Bruce, and subsequently played by James Hodgetts and Reggie Dixon, of course. And in 1934, it went over to the Winter Gardens. Can you remember any of the other organists who played there?
Yes, I can. Horace Finch,
mm-hmm.
and Watson Holmes. I know there was others, but I don't know the names.
Elton Roberts, Roberta.
Good, yes.
And Roberta,
yes,
and Fitzroy Page.
Yeah.
Here now, to end our celebrations, is the man who, with his happy organ music, has almost made the sea sing. Oh, I do like to be beside the tower. Mr. Blackpool himself, Reggie Dixon. Reggie Dixon. Reg, it's marvellous to have you with us on this occasion. And I believe you're going to do the first series on this very organ next year, aren't you?
Yes, Robert. Well, I'm hoping to...
You know, you're going to do a series on it.
Yes,
in case you don't know, it's with the NDO.
Yeah, the NDO and John Hampton. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very happy to be here, Robin, and colleagues, too.
And your last medley?
Little medley, yes. Of something new and something old and memories of dancing days in the tower when I used to play there. That's it.
Reginald Dixon at the reopening of the Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, part of which he knew from his first 4 years at the Tower. And just for the record, the fourth organist who played at the BBC Playhouse at that concert was Reginald Porter Brown, who had officiated at the opening of the very first BBC theatre organ in 1936. Well, it was during its years at the Playhouse that I got to know the Empress Wurlitzer so well, and in addition to recording it for The Organist Entertains and Alan Ashton's Pedal, Percussion and Pipes programme, which was running on BBC Radio Manchester at that time, I was also called on from time to time to record music for other programmes, including the theme music for, I suspect, a long-forgotten TV sitcom called Hell's Bells, which starred Derek Nimmo. In the early 1980s, I teamed up with the brilliant saxophonist from the wonderful BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, Johnny Roadhouse, to record several sessions of Wurlitzer and sax duets for Charlie Chester's Sunday Soapbox programmes. Well, I'm delighted to say that after all these years, these items form one of two CDs in a new double album called It's Magic, the other disc featuring the NDO and some of the many vocalists who performed with the orchestra over the years. Well, I thought you might enjoy hearing one of those reissued tracks from the slightly more recent archives. This is Tangerine.
Thank you.
Johnny Roadhouse on alto sax, accompanied by me on the BBC Empress Wurlitzer as it became known. Well, to round off this week's Nostalgia Burst, a non-archive item, but again, one which I hope you'll enjoy. A few weeks ago, Cameron Lloyd very kindly invited me to play, for the first time, the new Empress Ballroom organ, which has been being installed over the past few years. And although it's not completely finished, mainly due to the limited access time available to work on the organ, it's already sounding wonderful. Well, a few bits and pieces of me messing about were recorded, and here's a short example. Jealousy, as played by me on the new Empress Ballroom Blackpool organ a couple of months ago, and I for one can't wait for the day that the instrument is fully up and running. Well, I hope you've enjoyed a very brief potted history from the archives of the original Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, as I said at the beginning of the programme, one of the country's finest Wurlitzers. I'll be with you again on December the 13th, hope you can join me again then. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company, and bye for now.